This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sixth president of the United States has just been installed in a giant coup for the globalists and the communist Chinese. Joe Biden looking like a corpse with fake hair blowing around is up there lying, saying he represents America, Trump hates America, Trump supporters are white supremacists, and that he's going to save the economy from COVID that the UN and the globalists actually launched against us with the lockdown. Absolutely disgusting. And there he is with 30,000 troops, 40,000 police, everything locked down, UN flags all over the place, announcing world government. There he is in that empty crowd. But back on the 6th, that was 99% peaceful, except for a few Antifa boogaloos that broke in and a few Q folks that followed in. There was those giant crowds, those huge crowds, the American people, right where that inauguration stage is now. There was the American people, ladies and gentlemen. But they're now being called the enemy, and the left's calling for their own secret police units to be set up to round up anyone that supports Trump or America. And there they were last night, the first lady and the first man. That's who she really is, Kamala Harris. There they were, serving their Hunger Game empty capital. With all the rabble kept miles and miles away, and nothing but flags standing there as tombstones for our once great republic. You can certainly look at it as a giant Arlington Cemetery now for the republic. You can clearly say America was born July 4th, 1776. You can really say it died January 21st, January 20th, the year 2021. The sun set on the 19th on the Republic, and now we wake up to the globalist nightmare. At least in the first hour, I'm going to be skipping breaks. Those for stations, you'll hear us join them. Some stations will still go away from us. We're not going to be playing music and things in the first hour. Let's go ahead and hear a little bit from old creepy Chi-Com Joe.
It will not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Not ever. To all those who supported our campaign, I'm humbled by the faith you place in us. To all those who did not support us, let me say this. Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America. The right to dissent peaceably within the guardrails of our republic is perhaps this nation's greatest strength. Yet hear me clearly. Disagreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans. And I promise you, I will fight as hard for those who did not support me as for those who did. Many centuries ago, St. Augustine, a saint of my church, wrote that a people was a multitude defined by the common objects of their love. Defined by the common objects of their love. What are the common objects we as Americans love?
Children you want to molest.
Define us as Americans. I think we know. Opportunity.
World government.
Security. Liberty.
Depopulation.
Dignity. Respect. Honor. And yes, the truth.
Yeah, look at all that liberty.
Recent weeks and months.
All the military,
a painful lesson.
Like scarecrows.
There is truth and there are lies. Lies told for power and for profit.
Everything coming out of his
mouth. And each of us has a duty and a responsibility. As citizens, as Americans, especially as leaders.
It's going to totally divide
leaders
this country.
Leaders who have pledged to honor our Constitution and protect our nation.
There's the war criminal Bush.
Defend the truth and defeat the lies. Look.
Defeat the lies. Some stations again break away.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and they have installed Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. They stole the election bigger than Dallas. Trump had a giant, humongous landslide event, and the system doesn't know what to do. So they stole it from everybody. Now they're censoring the former president. Now they're censoring almost every American that disagrees with them. Now they are calling for secret police teams to round up and arrest everyone they disagree with. They're calling for re-education camps and reprogramming of the American people, and in Australia, and in Canada, and in China, and in Germany, they are building re-education camps for people that refuse to follow the COVID rules. This is the fabled UN world government takeover prepared for over decades. But if we simply recognize the Great Reset and Operation Lockstep for what it is, and if we simply understand it is a predatory globalist move against humanity, not to save us, but to enslave us, we can turn the tide. Just earlier, Biden ended up getting sworn in earlier, started his speech about 10 minutes earlier. I was watching the end of American Journal with Harrison Smith, and just everything he was saying was the opposite of what they do. He wants unity, and he wants jobs, and open your soul to it, and we need to not have this uncivil war, and we need to not obsess over different sources of information. Well, he's censoring those. Here, let's hear the latest inversion of reality. Let's go back to him.
Not to meet yesterday's challenges, but today's and tomorrow's challenges. And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. We'll be a strong and trusted partner for peace, progress, and security. Look, you all know we've been through so much in this nation. And my first act as president, I'd like to ask you to join me in a moment of silent prayer. Remember all those who we lost in this past year to the pandemic. Those 400,000.
Most of which died of something else.
Moms, dads, husbands, wives, sons, daughters.
They came out of the Wuhan lab that your buddies, Obama and Fauci and Gates, cooked up.
For becoming the people and
the Democrat states when you ship COVID patients into the nursing homes to kill people.
So I ask you.
Let's have a moment of silence heard by the Democrats and the UN and the Chi-Coms murdered. A moment of silence here. We can't do that. Our radio stations have silence alarms. And it'll send everybody into a panic. But everybody else is having a moment of silence.
Folks, this is a time of testing. We face an attack on
the democracy.
Time of
testing. You better take your digital tracking. You better take your deadly vaccines. You better buy in and wear it now. Not one, but two. Now they're saying three masks.
The sting of systemic racism.
Oh, yes. Let's buy the country more.
America's role in the world. Any one of these would be enough to challenge us in profound ways. But the fact is, we face them all at once.
We have the WikiLeaks where Hillary severed his racial division to bring down the country.
One of the gravest responsibilities we've had.
Monsters.
Now we're going to be tested. Are we going to step up, all of us?
Going to take your shot?
It's time for boldness.
Going to have those convulsions?
For there's so much to do.
Going to brain damage your child?
And
step up.
This is certain.
Going to let us open those borders while
we
keep the lockdown in South America and collapse them?
By how we resolve these cascading crises of our era. We will rise to the occasion.
Cascading crises of our era.
Will we master?
The UN says they'll use collapsing third
world rare and difficult
and viruses to bring in world
government. Will we meet our obligations and pass along a new and better world to our children? I believe we must. I'm sure you do as well. I believe we will.
But what children?
And when we do, we'll write the next great chapter in the history of the United States of America.
You know, they wear their mask.
A story.
And eyes wide
it might
shut.
Sound something like a song that means a lot to me. It's called American Anthem.
And there.
There's one verse.
Their anthem
that stands out, at least for me.
Capital to call
it goes
terrorists.
Like this.
We're wearing their little masks.
The work and prayers of century have brought us to this day. What shall be our legacy? What will our children say? Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America. America, I gave my best to you. Let's add our own work and prayers.
So this is the front man. While they dismantle the country,
great nation.
While they teach America shouldn't exist, while they pull down our statues.
Then when our days are through,
while they burn down
our
cities,
our children and our children's children will save us.
He says that he loves America, and he's here to bring us unity.
They healed the
broken. All their pundits say they want to put us in re-education camps.
My fellow Americans, I closed the day where I began.
And then now we've got all of these
before
social distancing groups of a few hundred allowed to hear him speak. And for miles around, no one else allowed but tens of thousands of troops.
I'll defend the Constitution. I'll defend our democracy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll defend America. And I'll give all of you, keep everything I do.
He says he'll tear down the border wall.
Thinking not of power, but of possibility.
A giant wall
not of personal interest, but the public good. And together we shall write an American story of hope, not fear.
The mega corporations have doubled their profits while we collapse. He says we're not essential.
A story of decency and dignity.
He says another lockdown's coming, but China's up for business.
And goodness. May this be the story that guides us, the story that inspires us, and the story that tells ages yet to come that we answered the call of history. We met the moment. Democracy and hope, truth and justice did not die on our watch but thrive. That America secured liberty at home and stood once again as a beacon to the world. That is what we owe our forebears, one another, and generation to follow. So, with purpose and resolve, we turn to those tasks of our time, sustained by faith, driven by conviction, devoted to one another and the country we love with all our
China
hearts.
China and India make no carbon
may
cuts.
May God bless America, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, America.
Oh, protect our troops, the left hates, but now loves, because they look like they work for the Hunger Games. Wow, so there you go, a fake president from a fraudulent election. With a martial law inauguration, the most troops ever in D.C., never anything like this done before, and we are a total laughingstock and a joke around the world. And they took 100 Antifa and some boogaloos that broke in to blame all the Trump supporters, and the media just goes along with that whole giant lie and a few foolish Q people that peacefully follow their way in. But now that's my next question. I thought this would go for hours. Well, it isn't, so we are not going to be commercial-free, I guess, until 6 o'clock tonight when we take calls up until 10 p.m. and have a whole raft of special guests here. Robert Barnes, Roger Stone, Gerald Celente, Matt Bracken, Stuart Rhodes, Tyler Nixon, Joel Skousen, and others. We've got a lot of those. We're working on some others as well. But I want to do this. I want to open the phones up for you to specifically give your take on this situation, on what you think Trump's going to do after this. What are you going to do after this? Are you ready for Biden's globalist agenda to shut down the U.S. economy even further? How do we rally against that through state coalitions and others? And how do we fix the electronic voting machine and fraudulent systems they use for the mail-in ballots? They're now saying they're going to permanently use to engage in this fraud. What are we going to do? Because you can say that America was born on July 4, 1776. You could say it died today, January 20th, 2021. But again, we are not a person. A country can rise again. But I know this, the values that made America great, that made us wealthy, that made us successful, that gave us so much freedom, that allowed us to access the freedom that God gave us, is under fundamental attack. And super evil, super corrupt multinational corporations that help run slave camps in China and around the world are the ones coming in and destroying every culture, every system, but particularly Christianity, because they want to be able to dominate and control your mind. They want your soul. So I'll get the number out when we come back. Talk about so much more. But I had a lot of people mad at me saying, Jones, why have you joined CNN? Why are you a traitor? Why are you saying Trump's going to leave? Trump said on January 7th he was. I know people that talk to the president. They're very close to him. He's gone now. And I told you the Q thing is a deep state fraud. All right?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is going to pop in the next segment. Then I'm going to start taking calls throughout the broadcast today to get your take on all this. But here's my big takeaway. People didn't know about world government, the New World Order, the depopulation plan even 10 years ago. Now it is well known, and you have major governments around the world fighting it and openly challenging Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. Yeah, Bill Gates has been thrown out of more than 20 countries because his vaccines have been sterilizing people and more. And so once people understand the globalist agenda, they're not going to get away with it. That's why they launched the COVID-19 hysteria, the lockdown, now the COVID camps, the contact tracers, and they incubate it in the ultra-authoritarian China, then they move it to the authoritarian UK and Germany and Spain, and then it's exported here. I have all the newscasts. Remember we got the secret document 6 months ago that the UN was planning secret camps for COVID violators? Oh, that can't be real. Now it's all over the news. China, Germany, Spain, the UK, Canada, Australia. UN-directed camps, because you didn't stand on one leg or stand on your head or do what they told you, or because you challenged them. They're arresting people in Europe and Australia that criticized the COVID fraud. And now they're building a giant quarantine center. And then political dissidents disappear into these in China and never return. There's some amazing time lapses of them building these. And it's all deployed the same across the world. So we can bemoan President Trump. Should have done this, could have done that. He ran against all the odds. Won by a huge landslide, so he barely won because of the fraud 4 years ago. And they just weren't going to let that happen again. And then the whole system turned their back on him, and he valiantly fought until January 6th when the left broke in and blamed us in a coup. And then they were going to say that he had to be removed 25th Amendment, and he couldn't have salvaged anything. So he was the lion and winner, totally surrounded. And I confirmed with the White House, I told you, on the morning of January 7th, I said he will give a concession speech today. And at 5 o'clock Eastern, he did. And that's why I get on the Q people. It's because it's beyond just Q people. It becomes like this rumor that, oh, no, he's secretly not going to capitulate, and he's secretly going to win, and that's all made up. And I'm like, okay, well, the president tells us he's leaving. Shut up, Jones. You're really a traitor. Stop lying and telling people stuff isn't true. I mean, we're actually talking to the president and his people. Now, former president. But that doesn't mean anything to people that are in delusion land because they're part of the secret elite group now. And that's why these type of esoteric cults are so dangerous. We're about externalizing the method, showing the world government, showing the New World Order to get it out in the open, not making it another secret society that counters the secret society. This whole fake inauguration of the Chi-Com frontman, who will become a dictator, he was unelected, he is a dictator, he's bringing in troops, dictatorial control, secret police, forced inoculations out of the gates, was, we're Americans, we're good, Trump wasn't an American, because they're the globalists. They are the Chi-Com agents. That's why all of us that fight them are Russians. is they've got to change the story and turn it around. Simply incredible. So I always told you this was coming because I saw the preparations, and now it's here. And it's all a big joke on us, but it's not a big joke on us. So the globalists lie, cheat, and steal. We're in the long game. God is in control. We have to understand that the New World Order is a planetary system. And one man can't stop it. It has to be an awakening, an understanding of how things work. And so Trump did some good, but in a way he was bad. Because he made people go to sleep and say, he's out there handling it. Everything's fine. But you can see now that the only plan we can trust is the one in the Bible and in Revelation. Trust that plan. Trust in no man. Or as Ronald Reagan said, trust, but verify. Now, we're going to enter the season of false flag terror. We're going to enter the season of gun confiscation. Stuart Rhodes is coming up with that subject. But here's some of the positive things the president said in his final little farewell before he got on the helicopter. This morning he said, I will always fight for you. We will be back in some form. Here it is.
For you, I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago. And despite that, the things that we've done have been just incredible.
So there you go. I'll always fight for you. And he went along with the hoax that COVID-19 is super deadly. That was his big failing. And he let censorship happen. Former President Trump, anybody can get a statistician to look at 2019, 2020 numbers. There were 61,000 more people died in 2020 than died in 2019. And then if you add increase in population and increase in age, less people died in 2020 than they thought would die previously. Because they always estimate that you're going to have even more deaths because the population is bigger and folks are getting older at the same time. So where's the other 340,000 deaths? Well, they don't count flu, they don't count pneumonia, they don't count gunshot wounds, and that's all on record. They count it as COVID because the hospitals are coded to get money to say it's COVID. That's the same in Europe, the same in Japan. They all get extra money to say it's COVID. This is technocracy. This is tyranny. This is how they set it up. But here's the good news for conservatives and nationalists and patriots. We won't have Trump to blame anymore for not getting stuff done. Now we can set about really fighting the globalists politically, mobilizing the states, mobilizing Congress, and fighting election fraud and moving forward. And as big as the awakening is, and them trying to steal this election and successfully doing so, is going to energize so many people now. And even the New York Times had to say, actually, Trump did a lot of really great things for the economy, and why don't we have prosperity? Why do we have to do this? And the CFR is like, no, we're going to turn back everything he did on the wars, on the military, on the economy. And people are saying, really, we're going to kill the dollar for China? Yeah, we're going to do that. So Trump helped trigger the debate about how destructive globalism is and how it's predatory. And at the end, realized that COVID was overblown and that the masks were a cult. And notice his followers, his supporters, are the ones that didn't wear the mask. We know what's really going on. So some incredible things happened. Overall, Trump was a very positive thing and a blessing from God. And they're still going to come after him big time. You know that. They're going to come after all of us. We're going to talk about that with Stuart Rhodes coming up. As one goes, we all go. Trust the plan. Whose plan, though? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Martial law. Restaurants shut down. Bridges closed. That is the introduction to where we're going and what's unfolding right now. Stuart Rhodes, again, this is Alex Jones Show, we just tuned in. He's the founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, a former lawyer, oathkeepers.org. He won major awards for his writings on the police state and authoritarianism. And he joins us here now, getting one of Yale's Judge William E. Miller Prize for best paper on the Bill of Rights. And and he also taught U.S. military history. I'll stop there. Stuart, I know you're on the road. I appreciate you popping on short notice. Obviously, I want to get your take on what's happened, how people that were delusional about Trump being invincible, how they're going to handle it. But the big issue, they're clearly saying domestic terrorism is here. They're clearly preparing to wind up provocateur groups to trigger events to then go after the American people. They know Biden's unpopular. They know the shutdown's unpopular. They know there's been a total political realignment, and Trump won in a massive landslide, but they control the bureaucracy. And so clearly they're preparing to try to start a civil war. When he said we need to stop a civil war, but whatever he says, it's the opposite. That way they can drive down the economy, consolidate power even more. This is just the nastiest, most evil group of people the world could possibly imagine. And everybody sees right through it. These are not the president and vice president. These are Chi-Com agents. Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org, your view on all this.
Well, I think what we have to realize is that, you know, Trump actually failed. He, this is unpopular, but I consider it a dereliction of duty and, frankly, cowards in the face of the enemy. I'll be blunt. You know, we were calling for him to use the Insurrection Act all through the summer. He did not do it, and he right up to the last moment he could have done it. And the DNI just let us all know that, yes, China interfered with the election. He confirmed we already knew. That's when Trump should have acted and should have just been manned up and done it. But he didn't do it. So he left all of his supporters hanging. I think he's done politically. He failed to do what he had the power to do. And I'm sure I'll get plenty of hate mail for saying that and all kinds of people saying, you know, all the same excuses we've always heard. Well, he was surrounded by bad people. Well, whose fault was that? It's his own fault. And he's still the commander-in-chief, or he was the commander-in-chief. He had a duty and responsibility to step up. But he failed to do that. He allowed a Chi-Com puppet into the White House. And I think we now need to just declare that to be illegitimate and refuse to comply with anything that comes out of his mouth. Anything he signs, anything passed as so-called legislation, label it pretend legislation like the Founding Fathers did.
And by the way, the Democrats are on record. They said we're not going to follow anything Trump does, even though he was elected and trying to do constitutional things. We have all the Zoom calls of them planning to overthrow him. All of it. So, yeah. I mean, they've set the precedent here. And they also said Trump was a Russian agent with no evidence. We have massive evidence of China Joe.
So you just refuse to acknowledge anything he does is constitutional, because it won't be constitutional anyway. Even if he were duly elected, he would still be violating his oath and passing unconstitutional nonsense. But he was not duly elected. And it's just amazing that Trump let the election be stolen out from under him and then let our country be stolen like this, our government. So we have to then now prepare to walk the path of the Founding Fathers. You declare your independence from that illegitimate regime. We still defend the Constitution, but they're the ones that are the usurpers and the violators. And declare that. And then get strong in your communities. You need to be raising local militias in your towns and counties. And like the Founders did, you need to then nullify, refuse to comply. And when they come for you, you defend yourselves. But you got to do it together. Don't be isolated and alone. Do it together as a united community. If you can get the people in your community to unite. So many Americans now are running and hiding. It's not going to do you any good. So you need to get together and prepare to defend yourselves.
Like boy, didn't Mike Pence show his true colors?
Of course he did. This is what's maddening is all along I was like, nope, Pence is a deep stater. He's a globalist. Same with Barr. But the Q people, I mean, only silver lining in all this is maybe the Q people will finally shut up. Because all they did the entire time, even up until last night, was, oh, no, the troops were there to arrest the bad guys. It's just delusional nonsense. Q was an absolute psyop, and well done one, what they call a lullaby, to get you all to be lulled into a false sense of security and just be asleep. That's what happened. For 4 years, you had people sitting on their hands, doing nothing, waiting, saying, trust the plan, waiting for this miraculous day that never came. It was a masterful psyop. But now you got to wake up, smell the coffee, and realize now you got to do it the hard way. You got to do it the same way the Founding Fathers did. You got to stand up together, unite, get strong in your communities, refuse to comply with their COVID nonsense, refuse to take the vaccine, refuse to submit. And you got to be ready to defend yourselves and each other. Do it together. You are still a massive pool of patriots out there. They are afraid of the patriots. They're afraid of the military. That's why they're trying to purge the military, because they fear their own troops. Or their so-called own troops, because they know that they know they're full of crap. So this is a massive kabuki theater of false front of a puppet regime. It's a vassal state of China. I don't want to say the United States is a vassal state of China, but that puppet regime certainly is.
Absolutely. Trump was our beachhead to take the republic back from the globalists. But now Biden is the Chi-Com beachhead to finish us off.
Well, he turned into a Chamberlain. He turned into a Neville Chamberlain. You know, he did not man up. He did not act like a Churchill. I mean, just this is just a reality, guys. I mean, I was a supporter for Trump the entire time, but until the last couple months, when he just stopped standing up, and he just rolled over.
Let's shift gears. Biden's coming after the guns. He said he will destroy the NRA, the Second Amendment. They've got all sorts of horrible plans for that. We better raise the alarm now.
Yeah, good. Let him come for him. That's the best thing you can do for us is have him show his ass by coming after the firearms. And the biggest audience for that is the U.S. military, because most of them are like us. They're pro-gun. They come from the country. He has a serious problem on his hands if he comes for the guns. But we have to make sure that we stand up. Why should an active duty service member put everything on the line, including his life, to do the right thing if he looks around him and all he sees is a bunch of cowards out there doing nothing? So you got to come together in your towns and counties and raise those militias and get strong. And don't be shy about what you're doing. You're standing up for your rights together armed. And get behind a good sheriff. If you got one, if you don't, replace him with a good one. And get strong in local counties.
I totally agree. Give me your take on what happened at the Capitol. I mean, we got set up there bad.
Well, sure. I see it like this. Yes, there were provocateurs that made sure the doors were wide open. But I think it's important for all of us not to use the rhetoric of the left, condemn everyone that walked in the Capitol as, you know, storming the castle or storming the Capitol and engaging in insurrection. We should just say, look, at the most, they were trespassing. Most of them walked in, yelled a few slogans, and walked right back out.
No, I totally agree. So, calling this an insurrection is a lie. And the left burned down major cities, and they call them heroes. And so people shouldn't have been apologetic about it. It was stupid. It was a dumb move to be sucked in by the left for the optics. But when you pull back, point out that, no, the left did 1,000 times this.
Right. So, like, we have a couple other members that were in there. When they established a defense fund, we'll contribute to it. They did not do that under my orders. They did that contrary to our plan for the day, which is just do PSD details and protect events. And that's what we were there to do, and protect individual Trump supporters from the radicals in the streets, like we've always done. But I'm not going to chuck them under the bus and condemn them as horrible people or traitors or any kind of nonsense like that. Too many on the right are adopting the same.
Yeah, no, the police opened the doors after a few people knocked out some of the windows. They were ordered to suck in enough people to have a crowd. The Oath Keepers, I saw the video, I know some of them by name. Some of them are well-known. One of them is a well-known musician we've had as a guest. They were in between the velvet ropes. That's not a military assault.
Exactly. So the only people that would be, and even there, unless you're ordered, like you are trespassing, usually what happens is you are trespassing, you must leave, or you will be subject to arrest. That's how it's usually
done. You have to notice the trespass first, then they give you 30 seconds.
Right. Or, as you've seen before, this is unlawful assembly, you must disperse. None of that was said. While I was outside listening, there were no loudspeaker announcements, like you've already said. No loudspeaker announcements whatsoever.
Yeah, stay there, because I went to the police when it was just starting, and I said, you need to get on the loudspeaker system. And they go, yeah, we have one of those. It's all on tape. And I said, let me get on there and tell people to stop it. They would have, but no, they didn't let me. They were ordered to stand down. Another manipulation, a giant false flag that fizzled. Stay there, Stuart Rhodes. We'll talk about what's coming next with Stuart Rhodes. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Shotgun with us, of Oath Keepers, great patriot, smart guy, legal mind. And I don't want to say I disagree with him. I wish Trump would have done better, but you're going to really hate Joe Biden. They are planning to really break this country up, economically consolidate power. It's their stated goal. And I really feel sorry for all the leftists that have no idea what they really signed on to. But they really used Trump and the hatred of Trump to get the left to become even more authoritarian. And now they're on the news calling for our re-education. Now they're on the news calling for all of our arrest. Now they're on the news sounding like the Hunger Games or sounding like the real worse than the Soviet Union. I mean, this isn't just tyranny. They are pushing forms of tyranny never before seen and calling for war with us. That's the mainline left. He'll play the good cop and say, we come in peace, but they really come for war. Stuart Rhodes, what do you expect from the left now?
Are going to follow through with cancel culture, and it ends in a ditch. It's where it's going to end if you don't stop it. It ends in a ditch full of bodies, which is what the communists have done throughout their history. I mean, in fact, there's a state rep from New Mexico that's calling for all of us to be tattooed, if you were a Trump supporter, to be tattooed with a mark that's visible so they will know who you are. So we need to understand that it's far worse than the Founding Fathers faced. But we need to walk the same path. We need to get strong locally and make sure that we are united in defense so that when they come for you, you can fight back and defend yourselves. that you got to do. And you also have to make sure that we are continuing to reach out to the military to expose what's happening and make sure they understand. But I think when they do this, they're going to overstep. They're going to come for the guns too fast. And I think that will cause the American people to rise up and fight back. So I think a lot of the military will be on our side. So just keep cool for now, but get focused. So I put out a notice the other day that what Patriots should be doing is in their own towns and counties, coming together, squaring away their comms, getting CB radios, ham radios, and then sorting out who's the home guard, who will protect the homes, like the older veterans, the older Patriots. And then those are still fit enough to go out and project out who will be the countywide defense force or the state-level defense force to defend each other. Exactly the same thing the Founding Fathers did. They have their Minuteman companies. They have their militias. And they sorted out their support structures.
Again, that's in our Second Amendment. We need that period. But explain why now, for those that don't know how the communists operate, they are now planning to send out their Red Guards, their Antifa terrorists, to actually intensify what they did previously. And in blue cities or blue states, the police will stand down and actually let them burn down your home, rape and kill you.
Yeah, that's why you have to fight back and defend yourselves. But do it united. Like Solzhenitsyn said in the Gulag Archipelago, you know, the famous Russian dissident, he said how we burned in the camps later is thinking, what if we had not hidden in our apartments, just waiting and hoping the knock would go to our neighbor's door, not ours, when the secret police was doing mass arrests. Instead, we had all come together and ambushed the secret police down in the hall with whatever was at hand, axes, pokers, pipes, whatever
they
had.
And the organs of the NKVD would have ground to a halt very, very quickly, despite all of Stalin or Lenin's thirst.
That's right. Despite all Stalin's thirst, the machine would have ground to a halt. So that's what he understood. He learned too late that it takes unity in defense. The founders understood this. The militia of the people cancels out the secret police, the FBI, U.S. Marshals, whoever they send to your door, or it could be the Cheka, the American Cheka of Antifa coming to your door, or BLM. They can't do it if all of you are united in defending each other in your neighborhoods and towns.
And by the way, they're on the news saying, I mean, every show, we want re-education. We want to put them in camps. They're using COVID camps to set the precedent for that. They're saying, we want a secret police unit that just disappears people like Alex Jones. I mean, they're really saying this.
And they will do it. So be prepared for that. Understand that it's coming. Be prepared to defend yourselves. Like I said, look at how the Founding Fathers did it. When Gage landed in Concord, he immediately read a proclamation from the king banning all town hall meetings. The Founding Fathers, they didn't stay in Boston. They went to Concord. When they first landed in Boston, But they went to Concord, and then they thumbed their nose at Gage and held town hall meetings anyway. So Gage was forced to send the regular troops out there. He couldn't just send a dozen guys to go arrest Hancock and Adams.
Which, again, under COVID, they're trying to ban our meetings, but saying their meetings are okay. They put all this in place ahead of time.
Right. So you have to defy it. Do the same thing the Founding Fathers did. Just as they defy the decree from the king that banned town hall meetings, you must defy the decree from your royal governors or the new king, Biden. The same thing. Defy, nullify, and then resist. Do not comply. Noncompliance is the first part, but also be ready for mutual defense. You've got to come together. I call on every Trump supporter or former Trump supporter, every patriot out there, to come together in your community with each other, town and county, and get squared away now. Sort out who is going to be protecting the town, who your support and auxiliary is going to be, and then who can project out, who will be your Minuteman companies. Form those Minuteman companies that are willing and able to go countywide or beyond the county to assist other patriots in other counties.
And Stuart, that's great you're doing that, but we also need information warfare with the truth. Everybody has to activate, and however they can, in the third dimension, have demonstrations, have protests, create local newsletters, put up micro radio stations, support local Patriot stations. Now is the time to force multiply those information sources that are telling the truth.
Of course. Like the founders had the Communities of Correspondence, and they did their broadsheets. Absolutely. Thomas Paine wrote all that he wrote, Common Sense and The Crisis. Of course, do all of that. But also, as the founders did, raise your local militias. If you're too shy still to call it a militia, call it a county watch, call it a town defense force, whatever you want to call it. Make sure that you come together and you have a way to alert each other when you're being attacked unconstitutionally so you can defend each other. If you do that, unite together, it cancels out the secret police. They can't do it. Look at Bundy Ranch. They couldn't just go in there and hammer those people like Waco style because all of us from all over the United States showed up there. That's what you want to have in your county. You want to have 1,000 Bundy ranches as far as your commitment to protecting each other. That if you're attacked, your neighbors will come to you. If they're attacked, you will go to them. And be willing to do it. Be ready to do it. Unite and be strong together. If you're going to act like a herd of sheep, trying to push the black sheep out towards the edge of the herd, eventually the wolves will get to you too. You must unite.
All right, Stuart Rhodes, I appreciate your time. Oathkeepers.org. Anything else you'd like to add in about 30 seconds we have left?
We no longer have a legitimate president. Trump is the last actual sitting legitimate president. We will see if we can ever have one again, but it's going to require paper ballots. At any local elections, you must insist on paper ballots. If they won't do it, you hold your own parallel election using paper ballots to prove that your Patriot candidate did win. Make sure you have a way to prove that. And from bottom up, is how you take it back.
That's right, Stuart. Thank you so much, Stuart Rhodes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back, and we have a special guest, Robert Barnes, joining us, and then I'm going to open the phones up right into the fourth hour today. We're going to be live till 10 o'clock tonight, so an extra 4 hours of broadcast after the war room, and that will be commercial free. Okay, let me just briefly say this. We need to take matters in our own hands with our own health and our own life. It's very, very simple with everything going on out there in society, all the pressures. You need a high-quality multivitamin. Well, so many multivitamins are just synthetics. You don't absorb them. Or they go right through your body. But with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, enhanced multivitamin formulation, you've got all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and you've got then the key amino acids. You can upload them into your body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock at 50% off. And I'm going to sell out of this before we get more in, but I'm going to leave it at 50% off because I know everybody out there needs it. A couple times a week, I get a pitcher out, get a few scoops, put water in it, put ice in it, pour myself a glass, put the rest in the refrigerator. I drink it. My children drink it. My wife drinks it. And when I forget to drink it, I don't have as much energy or focus. It really is a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, and amino acid, liquid form, vitamin mineral fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchases that make it all possible. Separately, we have a big sale going on right now that is going to have to end by this weekend, and that's been the big sale that we had that was the New Year's sale that was then extended into the globalist storm is here sale. Stock up now. And also fund the tip of the spear. Pollen block, 25% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Pure turmeric extract, 50% off. 50% off Supernal Vitality. 50% off Survival Shield X2. 50% off Alpha Power. 50% off Chill Force. 50% off Lung Cleanse. 50% off Survival Shield X3. 50% off Pure Turmeric Extract. And it is all 50% off in that major column of products. The only thing that's 25% off is pollen block. That's already so expensive for us to get, and it's amazing for your seasonal discomfort. I am not sick, by the way. I went in and had a dental appointment, and they, like, cut into my throat a little bit, and then it got a little bit infected, but that's a small area. I went to the doctor yesterday. It's no big deal, but it just makes my voice deeper than even usual, but it's getting better now. I will be right back. Stay with us.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.